USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four hostages are safe, the captor, though, dead after an hours-long standoff at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, yesterday. The attacker was heard on a live stream ranting and demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill members of the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. A Houston-area rabbi, Brian Strauss, says he believes there's an unfortunate reality being illustrated here.
You know, since the Pittsburgh shooting a few years ago, the Tree of Life Synagogue, I think this is something that, unfortunately, is part of our lives now.
He spoke on Fox and Friends Weekend. Snow and freezing rain will be blanketing parts of Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas today before moving into the Mid-Atlantic tonight. There could be tens of thousands of power outages. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Democratic strategist James Carville telling Democrats to stop being the whiny party. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he noted achievements of the party, including low child poverty rates and the creation of millions of jobs, despite President Biden's sinking approval rating. Carville telling Democrats to gloat and promote the accomplishments of the past year. Carville also pointed to legislative shortcomings like Build Back Better and voting rights as platforms to try to run on in 2022. Meanwhile, not surprisingly, President Trump focused criticism on the Biden administration at a rally he held in Arizona last night.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks.
The U.S. topping another milestone this weekend with more than 65 million COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It was an eruption under the sea, but it was being felt on land, and also it triggered a tsunami warning. The latest on that story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A 4-foot tsunami hit the Pacific nation of Tonga and prompted warnings in other nearby islands and also coastal areas of New Zealand after an underwater volcano exploded. The waves crashed into Tonga's largest island and flooded coastal roads, as well as the main street, waterfront, and properties in the capital of Nuku'alofa. The palace grounds were also swamped and prompted the evacuation of Tonga's king, Tupu VI. The nearby island of Fiji issued an advisory asking people living in low-lying areas to move to safety. The tsunami advisory also affected the island of Vanuatu. The volcano first erupted on Friday, with ash rising 12 miles into the air. Then a second eruption triggered the 4-foot tsunami. Posts on social media showed waves crashing into coastal homes after the volcano exploded. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a Pennsylvania man who in the past has won $500,000, $3 million, and $100,000 lottery prizes has just won another $1 million. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.